You thought you were streaming a lot. You've got nothing on Gray Drake. Here she is with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning on Star 102.5.
So, Gray, before we start talking about Peacemaker, which my understanding is it's a kind of a raunchy movie, we're talking about the middle finger made news here in Iowa this week. We had a state representative doing a speech at the Capitol, and he ended it with the double middle fingers to his opposition. So we were just kind of wondering. Yeah, things are going well here. And Peacemaker's a series, Kurt tells me. I'm sorry, I didn't know
that. Well, I love the show. So
okay, all right. I'm sorry, I didn't know that. But anyway, the bigger question for you before we get to Peacemaker is, do you remember the last time you either gave or got the middle finger?
Oh, geez. I generally refrain from doing it because I live in Los Angeles and I'm secretly terrified that I'm going to get murdered.
Of course.
So instead, what I do is, especially if I'm in traffic, I will be yelling at the person, but I will give a thumbs up, a very sarcastic one.
Okay. Yes. Okay, yeah. My dad was always the thumbs down person, and as a kid, I thought that was just like, Dad, just give the finger. That's so lame. But as I've gotten older, I've heard people say that bothers them more, giving a thumbs down.
I agree.
Really? I like it.
I don't like that, no.
It's a good one.
If someone gave me a thumbs down, I would be affected.
All right, here's that clip now from Peacemaker.
Scooch.
Why are you in your costume?
Costume? This is a uniform, and it's brand new, so I gotta stretch it out, make it more comfortable before we go on a mission.
Why is there a bald eagle in your car?
It's Eagle. You guys ordered without me?
Eagly is your pet eagle.
Yeah.
Is your dog named Doggy?
All right.
You have a...
This show is, I think, my favorite show of the past year.
Well, it's so funny a little bit because I had just told my wife the other day, I go, of two of the shows I still watch, The Walking Dead and Yellowstone, both have a dog named Dog.
Yeah.
It always just, sometimes it just feels to me like the writers just wanted to go home that night.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It happened on This Is Us this week. They had a cat named Cat.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 4:59. We got to go home.
No shade against everyone listening, but I just personally feel like in real life, if your animal is named the noun that the animal is, then you're a psychopath.
The only way I'm okay with it is if you are called person or human. That's just your name.
Fair enough.
Then I get the consistency. But, okay.
Don't get too stuck on Eagly, although he's delightful. So for everyone that watched the most recent Suicide Squad movie that featured John Cena as Peacemaker, now you get an entire series of just him. And I was a little cautious in approaching this show, but I'm just like Kurt now and cannot recommend it enough. It is very HBO Max, okay? Not suitable for a lot of younger viewers, but it is super weird. It is super raunchy, super honest, and super hilarious.
It is so funny. It is a show that, like, I text my friends from college going, I wish we could watch this show together because we would just be laughing nonstop.
Is it anything like the one that was on Prime? What was the superhero show on Prime?
The Boys.
The Boys.
Yeah, this one's a lot funnier.
This one is
funnier, and you would like it, Colleen.
Okay.
Yeah, The Boys is really bleak.
Yes.
And Peacemaker is super funny.
Okay.
And so in the show, Peacemaker has just had his run-in with Bloodsport, but unbeknownst to him, he doesn't just get to become free without giving the U.S. government anything. He's enlisted in a new team. He and Eagly are shipped away, and they're fighting something that he doesn't even understand for quite some time, called the butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
And are they the insects? Are they not? It takes you a minute to figure it out. But along the path, you are going to see an incredibly weird opening sequence that you have to watch. You can't rip your eyes away from it. John Cena really gets to shine here. this is his best role ever. And James Gunn created the show and turned it into a hilarious, unbelievable ride that you have to watch on HBO Max.
That's great.
Gray joins us every week to talk about the movies. And this week, we were talking all about streaming shows. So you can always get your fix of Gray, though. She has her own YouTube channel called The Gray Area. Look for Gray Drake there, and you spell Gray, G-R-A-E. Have a great weekend, Gray. Thank you.
Let's go.
From Adele to Zeering and all the letters in between, except for UX. Pointless letter. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.